Today's Thursday, May 14th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Kramer, AV Beyond the Box.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV, episode 40. I am joined by Brad Cult and Michael Drainer talking about working from home. Brad Cult starts off talking about the change that home networks will have to manage as the amount of employees working from home rises.
I think we've already started to see a lot of that stuff taking place as people have had to shift to the work from home posture. So what I'm expecting is that a lot of those projects that had been further down the roadmap are suddenly prioritized and getting the funding that they need to be moving forward. So we've seen that in our office where we're moving from the VPN service that we had to a VPN that's able to handle the capacity and the load. We're using split tunneling now to make sure that we're managing our traffic so that only the traffic that needs to hit our network does. But as we're doing our other Netflix viewing and surfing the web while we're connected to that VPN, that's going through our own home networks. So being a balance between both seeming to help us be pretty highly available. I've been surprised. I'd been predicting in that article we'd see a little bit more glitches and bumps and slowdowns, but I haven't seen that come to pass very much with a couple of small exceptions. Yeah. I think, Teams went down for a few minutes that some people experienced didn't seem to impact the entire network. So I think that it's all the way from the ISPs who have a strong backbone. And I'm seeing stories about some of the cellular carriers who are getting to have spectrum reallocated from the FCC, Dish Network sharing spectrum to be able to make sure that we have that bandwidth. But cellular is not really where it's been hit too hard because a lot of people are home connected to their Wi-Fi. And so it's up to the service providers like Zoom to make sure that they're scaling up and able to handle that sort of stuff. And I think, again, they're doing a pretty good job from what we've been seeing. And then you get back into the last mile, which I think is where people are probably going to be struggling with the most, and managing their own home networks. I've had jokes from people as we're on calls and Zoom says your bandwidth is low, this is getting choppy, and people on the other end joking, oh man, the technology guy network isn't holding up. How are we all supposed to get by? And it is something where we're looking at how do we manage our bandwidth on a personal level, and we've said, all right, we're not going to be streaming during the day, and work is going to take priority. And then that's seeming to help on our end.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point, because even here in my house, we've deployed a firewall that has traffic shaping, right? Gone are the days of being able to just go to Walmart and buy a residential router to serve those needs. You go back to what is the new normal? Well, the new normal is for the remote worker, you may have to add some technology that can guarantee bandwidth and availability for certain applications. And that's going to create a whole other subset of management needs into those networks. You know, I was talking to someone, well, actually my wife and I were talking about this just last night, that we are extremely blessed to live in the era that we do and have access to the technologies that we do in light of this outbreak and everything that's going on. Because, you know, in decades prior, we could not have scaled as fast as we could have, or as fast as we are now. We didn't have the access to the bandwidth. We're very fortunate that the cellular carriers in this 5G transition have already been fortifying their backbones, right? All of that's already been in progress for a number of years now. And so we've had the capacity to deal with those issues. And I think that's extremely powerful that we do live in that era right now.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.